Hey friends, welcome to Worldview Matters. We've got a great guest today, Stephen Black of Coram Deo Ministries. We're going to catch up with him. He recently has been called back to this earth because his work is not done yet. And we're going to talk about some of the work he does in his ministry to men struggling with sexual identity and a whole lot more coming up on Worldview Matters.
Welcome to Worldview Matters, discussing controversial issues, discerning current events, defending biblical Christianity. No topic off limits. And now, here's your host, David Fiorazzo.
Hey, friends. So thank you again for sharing the podcast. It's growing. Thanks to you, and praise God for that. I want to bring in Stephen right now. He's an author, and he's done so much great ministry through all the decades that he's been working for the Lord. And brother, I just thank you for your time today. So good to see you again and reconnect here.
Hey, it's an honor. Thank you, sir.
And your website, of course, stephenblack.org. It's S-T-E-P-H-E-N, black.org. And I want to ask you about your book, because we talked several years ago. Oh, and by the way, In His Image was a phenomenal documentary. But your book, Freedom Realized, we talked about that probably 3 or 4 years ago on a radio talk show. And this is a new audience now, and people that don't know about your ministry don't know about your testimony. So before we share about in the recent years and your near-death experiences, let's talk about the book and your testimony to just share with our audience that don't know.
Yeah, sure. In a nutshell, 42 years ago, I had this radical, transformative experience with Jesus Christ. He spoke to me. It was in the February of 83. It was before the AIDS epidemic hit Oklahoma City. That's important because the night I was saved, he said, if you do not accept me tonight, you're going to die. And then lo and behold, 6 months later in the summer of 1983, in all the hospitals in Oklahoma City, there was this mysterious disease called GRID. The Lord Jesus Christ delivered me from the confusion of homosexuality, having been sexually molested, abused, and chaotic in my childhood. I was drawn into homosexuality in my teenage years. And thank God he saved me as a young man. And ever since then, I've been I was called into ministry and ardently serving the Lord to help others to overcome. Freedom Realized is about that. And Freedom Realized has also got a survey, and it also has 14 other leaders that have found freedom that have ministries themselves.
And there's a separate website for the book, freedomrealized.org. That's freedomrealized.org. So, Stephen, I wasn't going to ask you this, but you brought it up. You just kind of skimmed over this, GRID. And most people don't know what that is, but most people understand what AIDS is because they changed it to AIDS. Why was it originally GRID? Talk about that. That's an important fact.
Yeah, it was like 99% gay men who were coming down with this, what was a disease, the human HIV, this infectious disease that destroys the autoimmune system of the body and destroys T cells. And it became very clear that they called it the gay disease, and it was GRID, gay-related immune deficiency syndrome. Wow. And so that's the history behind that. And people can actually go on even on the liberal Wikipedia and read about it.
Because it was called that. Why did they change it, do you suppose?
Hollywood got a hold of it, and all of these people with lots of money, and they didn't want to make it an association to just homosexuality because that was politically incorrect. And so they really pushed the narrative. And what did start happening is intravenous drug users and then people that, you know, would swing both ways in prostitution. We saw this disease, you know, go infiltrate just every demographic of our society.
So, Stephen, now before we get to a very informative article from American Family Association, our friend M.D. Perkins, on public opinion and the shift on the approval of quote unquote same-sex marriage. And I think you have to put marriage in air quotes there because we believe in God-ordained natural marriage. So same-sex quote marriage is, they've redefined what marriage is. Before we get to that, let's talk about your personal saga these last couple years of your life. You had some health issues, your heart, and you were close to death. Did you? How long were you? Go ahead.
Yeah, I didn't line. What ended up happening is it was actually bladder prostate issue with the flu that turned into severe sepsis shock. It shut down my kidneys. I was literally on dialysis. I was intubated in the hospital. I was dying. And the night that they told my family, prepare, he has about a 1-3% chance of living, is the night that I actually had an experience in heaven. And it was amazing. And my life has been changed. I had already been dealing with the depression and honestly the disheartenedness of watching so many people fall away, and then the dumbing down of truth and being called myself, labeled a bully, too radical, too narrow-minded by even evangelical Christians. And so I had to leave the ministry that I had directed for 22 years and some of the political stuff behind that and form Coram Deo in the midst of all of this. And it was painful. And then I think I was just really vulnerable when I got the flu and ended up in the hospital. But this experience was absolutely incredible. I saw the throne of God. The living creature that has a lion face literally came down and roared at me. And when he did that, I immediately got a download from the throne of God that I was to come back and warn the church of the narrow way, that you cannot live in sexual immorality in secret and have idols and expect to have eternal life. Now, that's not popular in some Christian circles, but it's very clear in the Bible. My go-to verse is Ephesians 5:5, that says you can know with certainty that no immoral or sexually unclean person or greedy idolater has any inheritance in the kingdom of God. Mm-hmm. So, I'm only coming back to actually reiterate even what I saw in heaven, and then when I saw the Son of God, he was transfigured. I briefly got to see Jesus in a field, and he spoke to me, and basically was, I needed to come back and warn the church again. And it's been part of my DNA, David,
yes.
But the level of warning and necessity to get this word out is greater than ever before, and I think it's because we have a short time.
Time is very short, and your story, first of all, reminds me of Psalm 90, verse 12, teach us to number our days that we might gain a heart of wisdom. But I'm thinking there's warnings all throughout Scripture, in the New Testament, Absolutely. In Revelation. Paul is warning, understand the times. Think about the letters to the church in Revelation, the seven churches. My goodness, there's warnings all throughout the Bible. And also, by the way, a couple days ago, just recently interviewed one of the producers of the movie Bonhoeffer. Now, this is a different subject. This is not about sexual fidelity or homosexuality or anything like that, but it's about the religion as opposed to the relationship with Christ, warning the church that is lukewarm, warning a church that is following after idols or other worldliness. And that's what Dietrich Bonhoeffer was dealing with in the 30s in Germany. And then we know how that ended with Hitler and everything else. But I want to go back to something you wrote recently on your Facebook page. You shared your story, a little ministry update, as you put it. And I love this for people that have a relationship with God, that are serving the Lord Jesus Christ and are his ambassadors, like we all should be. You said retirement is a concept for man, but not for surrendered, devoted ministers of God. And that's so true, no matter how old you are. We never retire as Christians. We are ministers of reconciliation. We are ambassadors for Christ. Could you speak a little bit more to that, please, Stephen?
Yeah, when I was ordained, I had five men of God, the very five different pastors, and they all came to my ordination service. They all knelt down around me, around this cross. And one of the things one of the pastors said to me was a quote from a G.D. Watson. He said, "Others may, but you may not." And he spoke that in my ear. He prayed it over me. And I've always had the belief system that I need to go out with Jesus burning and really being at whatever level I can be, depending on my health, my age, to continue to preach the gospel of Jesus. And so that's always been my DNA, even since my ordination in 92.
So let's talk now. We're getting back to the freedom realized and your ministry and the confusion around the world, but particularly in America, about sexuality. And look what they're doing to children now, how the Satan has access to children at younger and younger ages. And it's just tragic. He uses social media. He uses the government-run school system. He uses Hollywood. And you wrote in this update on your Facebook page about so-called LGBTQ Christianity and chaos, you said, that hit the evangelical church in 2008. Well, it was in before that, but you, what do you mean by hitting the church in 2008?
Well, and 2008, go ahead. It was when the erosion hit Exodus International.
Okay.
And even within Focus on the Family, when you had people behind the scenes that were actually beginning to embrace the APA's orientation narrative, which is what I call it, because it's really not even true science, it's pseudoscience. And it's this idea that somehow orientation is fixed and gender or sexuality is somehow fluid. And that began to erode also with the message of antinomianism, which is another way to say that, antinomian, against the law, which is hypergrace. And that happened on the board of Exodus. It happened in many of the former Exodus ministries, parachurch ministries. People that were supposed to be solid biblically were then now eroding into this idea of the mixture of psychology and grace. And on the other side of that, there was a movement called the Gay Christian Network. And with that, there came Revoice. And then you had the PCA. There was many in supposed to be the Bible-believing PCA, even the Southern Baptists. You had the president at the time, you know, literally dancing a lip sync of Whitney Houston with a gay staff member.
Oh,
so they
gosh.
Were taking literally light of the idea of the orientation of being gay and Christian, and this is now eroded all through evangelical circles, which is in some of the highest places of Christianity and the Gospel Coalition. You have people like Preston Sprinkle that are out there specifically saying, we need to embrace our gay neighbors, we need to be compassionate, and I certainly agree with some of the communication, but what they're doing is they're actually bringing a leaven, which is to accept and move forward. And then you have these like conferences like Matthew Vines that are actually the Reformation Project to tell the evangelical church, we need to accept gay marriage now. And so this has been an erosion that really has been full force from what I've seen in my experience since 2008.
At least, yes. And what you've seen, I think you've been very perceptive on this, Stephen. Because it has gotten into the church, and it's sad we are not to conform to the world, but yet this is a deception. It is demonic. It's an ideology that would pervert the gospel and God. The God is creator. By the way, you know, one of the premises is, well, I was born in the wrong body. That's one of the things they say, and you're thinking, well, that's not biblical. But yet there are some. Now, I will say here, well-meaning Christians that want to appear compassionate, but they don't know how to speak to the issue. So we've got a lot more. We've got to take a brief pause. When we come back with Stephen Black, we're going to talk about this new article called Public Opinion on Same-Sex Marriage. Guys, we've got some numbers in here I think might blow you away, but we'll be right back on Worldview Matters.
Introducing Patriot Mobile, the wireless carrier that stands with you We are committed to supporting the values that make our nation great. With affordable plans and reliable nationwide coverage, Patriot Mobile is not just a wireless service. It's a call to action for those who believe in the American dream.
Get free activation now with promo code David. Hey guys, if you're listening via audio podcast, you can help us out. If you would, please leave a 5-star review on Apple or Spotify to help the show rise in the rankings. You can also subscribe to our new YouTube channel because we got videos out there on Rumble. Thanks for growing that channel as well as Freedom Project on Facebook. But you can go to YouTube and Worldview Matters, David Fiorazzo, no spaces. So the website we want you to make sure to look up, friends, is stephenblack.org, and it's spelled S-T-E-P-H-E-N black.org. So, Stephen, I've been very disappointed at the reaction of the church and the lack of truth defenders and proclaimers out of the guise of maybe being loving and compassionate, but we're in a dangerous place, but because I think we've got more people, not enough pulpits speaking to these issues for one thing, but we've got more people wanting to love their neighbor, maybe love the homosexual, the transgender, and we are to love. But if we are not warning them, you started by saying warning at the beginning, if we're not warning them and telling them the truth, then their souls are in jeopardy. Would you care to speak to that before we jump into these surveys?
Yeah, this, you know, it takes me back to 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, where literally Paul is making the idea of human sexuality in parallel to the will of God and sanctification. And if that's true, and if human sexuality is one of the greatest appetites we have, shouldn't our pulpits be speaking to this issue just for the healing of what's going on behind the scenes? But specifically this chaos and this lying that's going on, where people are actually being duped into this idea that XX, a female chromosomal issue, can be changed to an XY, which is absolutely impossible. And that's why I'm really excited about what's happening with this whole DEI stuff, is because common sense understanding of biology, people are waking up to it, which is part of what Michael M.D. Perkins talks about in his article. But our pulpits absolutely need to be talking about this, addressing this, educating our people so as to not receive the lie. And that's what's been transpiring for decades now.
Yeah, it seems to be a shift and almost a rebellion against the radical DEI policies that took us down. Yeah. I think they overplayed their hand, Stephen, because this was corporate. This was at the university level. This was in schools. It was in jobs and employment. And it was just, you couldn't get away from these DEI policies. In other words, even in the military, we just recently learned the millions of dollars that the Biden administration poured into the U.S. military, not getting the most qualified personnel to recruit them for the military, but just making sure they're filling certain quotas. Absolutely astounding. And now we hear Mark Zuckerberg over on Facebook saying, you know, I think he's just trying to please Trump. What do you think, Stephen? You think he's going to change the whole DEI policy?
I mean, yeah, with what Mark has said and others like him, it does seem like they want to, you know, they want to coddle Trump because they know Trump means business. Yeah. And the people that he's getting involved with him mean business. And yeah, some of them are not going to, you know, kowtow to this cultural bowing down at the altar of Baal, which is sexual perversion. And so it is an interesting day that we're living. I'm excited to see. I mean, obviously, Trump is not our hope. Jesus Christ is in his word. So we'll see how this transpires. But it is interesting that someone like Mark Zuckerberg would really want to try to communicate that they're changing their tone and their belief concerning, you know, fact checking and this corporate understanding of, you know, DEI with this whole erosion of mindset and really political posturing concerning LGBTQ. Yeah. And so I'm hopeful, but, you know, there needs to be a revival in the church. Mm-hmm. There needs to be, you know, home roots of really loving Jesus and letting that catch fire. No pun intended, you know, with what's going on in California. Maybe that's going to turn into a national revival, a fire of God. I really hope so. I pray that with all the pain that people are suffering.
Yeah, there needs to be a revival in the church. And boy, do we need people to be saved that are in churches. But anyway, Stephen, let's get to these numbers. Having watched the capture of corporate America by LGBTQ, the stuffing of gay characters into all kinds of media by woke Hollywood, the celebration of drag queens in libraries, schools, churches, and the overall normalization of not only homosexuality, but transgenderism now, America has seen major cultural shifts. And if you think about it, just 10 years ago, that Supreme Court case that seemingly changed and shifted radically. And since that time, we've been going in a different direction. Stephen, would you care to speak to that before we talk about some of the numbers?
Yeah, you know, at the same time, we had Bruce Jenner come out that year and was celebrated. And so for 10 years now in our culture, there has been this push to not just accept gay marriage, but also the radical really trying to transition a person from one sex to another. And so I think people have watched it. They've actually watched the carnage, because 41% of transgendered people have a suicidal ideology. They are 19 times more likely to commit suicide even after transitioning after the 5-year honeymoon period. Wow. And so these are the highest numbers of suicide rates in the world in any demographic. And so people are waking up and they're saying, you know, that's there's got to be something wrong with this. Well, certainly. You can't change a man into a woman or a woman into a man.
Well, let's talk about the numbers in the last 5 minutes here briefly. According to Gallup's a study, 7.6% of Americans currently identify as lesbian, gay, bisexual, or transgender, and that was only 3.5% in 2012. The next stat is 22% of Gen Z identify as LGBTQ, and the Gen Z born between 1997 and 2012. And let's talk about the bisexual factor, and I want you to share what you did before we got on the podcast. 0.1% of the population is bisexual, and yet 70%, almost 70, 69% of Americans approve of or support same-sex marriage. Stephen, the numbers don't add up. The fraction of the population that identify, but yet this approval, that, my friend, is good marketing, right? The marketing of evil.
Absolutely. Always has been. And, you know, since Kinsey with the 10%, which we know that was all based in fraudulent science, there has always been this push, this propaganda from the LGBTQ community for acceptance. The screaming of it, actually, when you look back even all the way back to the Stonewall riots. The reality is we are human beings, and our sexuality can be eroded and perverted on many levels. And so when you do the math on that, 7.6, I think, when you do the math and you even look at this article, that 4 point, whatever it was, that are, you know, the idea of bisexuality or the idea of you doing anything with your sexuality or that Q, which we don't like to talk a lot about, even in the LGBTQ community, they don't like to talk a lot about that because of what it means, which is really getting down to MAPS and YAPS, minor attractive people, youth attractive people, with the APA changing those definitions. But the bottom line is we have human sexuality, and the acceptance, or those people communicating in those surveys that they can swing both ways. And, you know, there's even this idea of friends with benefits. And so those numbers are certainly inflated. They're not real. Mm-hmm. You know, 7% of our population isn't LGBTQ. No. It's at least half of that. And yes, I would be the first to say, with the propaganda and the erosion in our schools, those numbers definitely have gone up. And then you get people that get in their 20s and 30s and say, I'm not gay.
Yeah.
You know, and they experience these things, they're damaged, they're hurt, and then they end up in my office. And you know, and that's really what I deal with a lot, David, are men who tried things they shouldn't have. They feel themselves damaged. They feel shame. They feel deeply darkened in their soul, and they're looking for lasting freedom, and they are finding lasting freedom. So these numbers are inflated.
Yes.
People need to realize that. And it really is propaganda. The sad thing is going after the minds of children, at even at the level of kindergarten. And that's what is extremely shameful. I think Trump and others like Elon Musk want to change some things with the Department of Education to stop this propaganda. So we'll see what happens in our culture in the next 10 years.
Amen, brother. And I will say I'm thankful that a lot of these men, even though they're sexually broken, they're ending up in your office or at a church or in counseling rather than suicide. So we are thankful that at least that's happening, but we have to care about people's lives, care enough to tell the truth. And that's why I appreciate you and your ministry. And I want to again send people to stephenblack.org or his book, freedomrealized.org. Brother, any last thoughts? We just have less than a minute here.
The gospel of Jesus Christ is transformative. Read those first four books of the New Testament. Let it soak in and let Jesus change your life.
Amen. God bless you, brother. To be continued. We have to have you back. Thanks for your time today. We'll definitely do this again. Thank you.
Man, thank you, brother.
All right. I've got, oh, by the way, guys, I want to give you that website. If I didn't give you the, it was over at American Family Network, AFN.net, and that was called Public Opinion on Same-Sex Marriage. Just came out a couple weeks ago. And so definitely there's more numbers that we couldn't get into, including going back to 1973, a national survey of family growth, how things have shifted, not just in the world, but in the church. Worldview matters. God bless you. And as always, keep speaking the truth about things that matter.